This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison, and good morning, everyone. The Supreme Court yesterday heard arguments in a case about a District of Columbia ordinance that bans handguns. The justices will have to decide whether the ban violates the Second Amendment right to bear arms. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The district argued that whether the right to bear arms is collective or personal, the right is subject to reasonable regulation. That prompted this question from Chief Justice Roberts.
What is reasonable about a total ban on possession?
Arguing for the district, former Solicitor General Walter Dellinger said the ban is reasonable in an exclusively urban area where statistics show handguns are responsible for most murders and armed assaults. What's more, he said, not all guns are banned. That prompted this question from Chief Justice Roberts.
Well, does it really make sense to say the best self-defense arm is a rifle as opposed to a pistol?
The Bush administration's chief Supreme Court advocate, Paul Clement, conceded that the right to bear arms is an individual right, but he said the court should leave considerable leeway for reasonable federal, state, and local government restrictions on that right.
That was NPR's Nina Totenberg. The Federal Reserve nipped a key interest rate Tuesday by 0.75 percentage point. Yesterday's cut to the federal funds rate was smaller than the full 1% some investors had predicted. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton makes an appearance in Detroit today. She wants to nudge Michigan into holding a do-over primary. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluter reports.
Clinton is trailing in the delegate count, and she'd like Michigan in the race because she won the state's pretty much uncontested January 15th primary. Michigan, like Florida, is being punished for breaking the Democratic Party's national rules by jumping ahead of other states and staging an early primary. Clinton's supporters include Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, who says she's willing to gamble that Clinton would fare well in a head-to-head match against Senator Barack Obama on June 3rd.
So let's just vote. That's what you do in a democracy. It would be a shame if one candidate has veto power over Michigan's ability to vote.
But Obama supporters say they doubt a new election can be conducted fairly and without tapping Michigan taxpayers for millions of dollars for a second primary.
That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.